somebody has answered. Why? I don't know them.
Yes.
But I know I ain't a bitch. Oh.
So Jim Ivana, you're saying, has the hair salon. And he was pushing the buttons for you?
Yeah.
So you just did you say something to him about it?
I told him, I said, I don't think you're gonna be doing it. I said, man, and he was like, no, don't worry about it. People make sure I'm people. Don't you want black people to be? No.
So
you got cheap to it.
So the people in there didn't say anything to him?
Good.
Did they see him?
Yeah, no, they didn't see him because we was like in the corner. Well, nobody wanted a whole lot of people in there. First of all, but the people that was taking the names and the people that was ready to vote, but they didn't accept the rules. So no, they didn't see him.
But I can see, you know, how you went more than once, because first time you went with somebody, then they came back.
He said I wasn't supposed to vote two times.
Did you know that?
No, I didn't. And I told him, sir, I didn't know that. That's the first time I ever voted in my life. I didn't even vote
once. Was it the first time you had ever voted?
That's the first time I ever voted in my life, and I'm almost 50 years old. First time I ever voted.
Now, you told that second person, who was it, who came in the car, in that Cadillac, that you had already voted, didn't you? And you
I told him to surprise him that we had already voted.
Oh, you went with him first in the Cadillac.
And he was like, well, come on. Said, that's okay, come on.
Susan Price said that's okay.
They were trying to win, that's all they were.
Mm-hmm. But Susan Price said that's okay, too?
Mm-hmm.
You heard her say it?
Yeah.
Out of her mouth, but that's okay.
That's okay, come on. They're gonna look out for you. Me and a girl here, we don't care for, and the guy that we used to stay here, we don't take it alone. We three rolled downtown.
What's the